listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. The state government is meeting with stakeholders today, working on a new strategy to save koalas from extinction. Conservation groups will meet with logging businesses and Indigenous representatives, looking for ways to improve the marsupial's survival in the wild. ACOFF's activist duos had a compensation order against them dropped. The pair had been ordered to cough up almost $6,000 in lost productivity costs to loggers and police after locking themselves to a harvesting machine in the Arara State Forest last June. The claim's been dismissed by the judge, who acknowledged the women's right to protest and noted the claim couldn't withstand an appeal. Patients in the Macleay Valley who need low-risk chemotherapy treatments will be able to get them at the Kempsey Hospital, with an outreach service now available one day a week, though there are plans to expand it in the future. It's something the Lillipilli Ladies charity group has advocated hard for to save eligible cancer patients travelling to Port Macquarie for treatment. And the Coffs Coast Wildlife Sanctuary has revealed a secret they've been keeping under wraps. The facilities welcomed the arrival of a sea lion pup into the world last month. Here's spokesperson Digger Cross on when he'll be ready for visitors.
Well, at the moment, he is still off display with mum and spending that time, you know, relationship building and learning how to swim. We'll have small guided tours to go and see him. So we'll be opening that up on our socials when he's available.
Preparation is well underway at Bonneville Golf Resort for the sixth instalment of the Australian Women's Classic. The event is part of the European Women's Tour, which is now fully expanded to Asia and Australia. Brad Damon from the resort is encouraging those on the coast to come along.
We've got a party hole on the 8th. Four Pines Brewery is setting up there. There'll be some doof-doof.
And our bush footy reps were too good for Papua New Guinea in yesterday's Women's National Championships opener. New South Wales country downing the rivals 22-0 in rainy conditions on the Gold Coast. The side featuring North Coast Bulldog Ava Glassie is set to face the Australian Defence Force squad today, the ADF coming off a 44-0 win over South Australia.